Okay, so we've got the pale ale here. I think put it, weave it somehow into the story. The present situation, I mean, I'm just begging for vision here and clarity to see what's going to happen, what is about to happen here, and what is actually factually happening now is this. At most of the countries, the people of Earth who were and are the victims of colonialism are now saying enough of that. And they are now starting to, or have started to, work together to free themselves from the claws of those colonialists, those parasites, which they are. And there you've got the Indians on that side, the Chinese, the Russians, the Arab world, the African world, the South American world, and at least it seems at this point that more and more countries want to join that cooperation. Which now consists of both the BRICS, you know, to trade and make your countries prosperous and happy. But also SEO to increase the security in those countries, mainly the Eurasian side, which of course I guess will be and already includes other BRICS members. That is the situation, and more than half of the Earth's population are now on that side. The other side consists basically of Europe and the USA. Australia, we don't know really. Probably on that side too. And it's all being driven a war mentality, a war effort, aggression from the USA and the UK mainly. Which then they make the others in Europe, join in with, or try at least. At the same time, I mean, we're talking real situation here. At the same time, China is has become extremely influential in the business world, producing the products for the whole world, basically. And they are more building upon their traditional culture, where there is solid knowledge for how to build up a nation strongly, stable, harmonious, and to cooperate with your neighbors and others on the planet. And yes, back in 2012 or whatever it was, the Prime Minister wrote something there, the President of China, indicating just that. And if we can find that, it would be good. So they are seemingly influential and India and Russia are friends. And there seems to be so that both Russia, China, and India are financially doing pretty well, and then helping other nations to do so too, with this belt, whatever it's called, initiative, and fair trade, as it seems. So, looking good, or now it seems to be a fact that the USA has a lot of problems, as do European countries. Leadership problems, weak, bewildered, unintelligent, unqualified leaders, internal conflicts, I mean, you could say they're getting their karma because all the immigrants are pouring in from the countries, that they have wrecked and made their wars in and exploited. So I mean, as it all seems to me, something good is happening. But can that also turn into something very, very bad? Of course it can. By the use of nuclear weapons. But the interesting thing with nuclear weapons is that it's really about, you know, a natural and, you could say, unavoidable step in human development, that at one point we'll learn how to use energy, this material energy. I can then use it both to heal or to destroy. But if you stand there, and it may have come to that point, when you stand there with that button, which will destroy this other country or part of the world, which will then also destroy you, you know it's a suicide button. Who, except a mad person, would push that button? So yeah, of course, then you could say it stands and falls on whether mad persons get to control that button and decide to commit global suicide. But then we must hope and trust that there are those above the humans these little stupid human kids. Who would then step into the sandbox and say, "Hep, time to stop now. Let's go home." So maybe, if we dare seeing it positively, the spiritual development, because that is going on and has been going on for quite some time, and it's getting more and more global too. If that is going on strongly, reaching enough many people, especially up in the higher levels of society, the controllers and intellectuals, then that can seep into that, to those minds, who will then be influenced by that and the decisions they make? And who knows? Maybe even the Hare Krishnas, these books that were sold everywhere, were read by this and that leader of some super power, who then went, I also believe there is something higher. Yes. And the old Indian teachings, the old Chinese teachings, the old wisdom teachings from different parts of the world. They are helping us, they are telling us truths. And now we have to make our choices, what to follow, how to think. We can't fool around anymore. We can't play around as irresponsible children destroying this entire planet. We gotta say stop. So all those grassroots people sitting making their YouTube channels and going out on the streets and squares demonstrating, protesting against the war. And you got these Hare Krishnas going out dancing and singing. God. They are the ones who save the day.